Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, July 25th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A couple of text messages during that last story that I just saw during the break. Anger like that comes from the home. That wasn't necessarily started in the school. That young man had issues. Maybe he was abused at home. Maybe he was taught that anger, that hatred in the house. But that is definitely not something that the schools perhaps taught. Okay, on that premise, I'll take that into account. But here's the point. I think it was further fueled in the indoctrination of the young people at the public schools. Some of these radical teachers and their agenda absolutely pushed this, further cemented it into the fabric of these people, these young people's minds. I have a very simple question. When did education become so agenda-driven, so political, so divisive in our public schools? I don't remember growing up going to Utica Community Schools, graduating in 1976 from high school. I don't remember all these agendas pushing LGBTQ XYZ activity, dividing the students against one another. Oh, don't get me wrong. We had our cliques. There were the jocks. There was the band queers. That's what we called the BQs. The fish. Those were the guys on the swim team. You had the nerds, you had the geeks, the frats, the greasers. We went through all that back in the 50s and the 60s. We all remember it. There were certain cliques that people felt comfortable in, and that's what they associated with. The cool kids versus the nerdy kids. You know, the kids that we gave swirlies to. The ones who tried to give us swirlies. It was all part of growing up, people, finding your place and dealing with it. I'll never forget the bullies, the kids that wanted to pick on the little kids. Well, us jocks at our high school, we basically enforced that. It was real simple. You walk up to the bully and say, "Knock it off." Either that or we're taking you down to the weight room. You see, the point is this. Were we divided? Yes. But not radicalized to the point where you would actually commit violence against each other. At the end of the day, we had a prep rally for the upcoming football game. Everybody was there. All the kids were in the gymnasium for the prep rally. The geeks, the nerds, the BQs were playing the music. The jocks were wearing their jerseys. Their cheerleaders were doing their things. The teachers were there. We had unity for the upcoming football game on Friday night. That's who we were as students in public schools. You know, the thing of it is, I don't get and I don't understand. Why is it that they want to cause division now, even as early as elementary school? The indoctrination process is what I'm talking about. One of my favorite granddaughters, Ashley, is a public school teacher teaching third grade in Royal Oak. She's given us a beautiful great-grandbaby that's coming to visit, coming to stay at GGB's house. You know what? Here's the problem. She has been indoctrinated, our granddaughter, to teach this DEI wokeism to her students, teaching them third grade level. Her and I have had debates over it. I asked her a very simple question. Are you going to raise Emmy to be woke? Didn't use that word, but basically that's what I was saying. In a response, you mean to make sure she isn't discriminatory? Making sure that she sees people for who they are, what they are, and not going to hate them or hold anything against them? Yes, that's what I'm going to do, Grandpa. Okay, fine. That's fine, Ashley. But this beautiful great-grandbaby going to be raised by a public school teacher with that agenda basically ingrained in her brain, God help us. That's all I can say. And that's my granddaughter and my great-grandbaby. Can't wait to see her. We've been FaceTiming with her. Can't wait to just kiss those little cheeks. So that's my response to that text message. Greatly appreciate the input. Oh, I got more coming in. Josh and Moran. I would say it started under the Obama administration. I graduated in 1997. We didn't have it back then. That's when this whole brainwashing agenda started, in my opinion. Obama, okay? The agendas weren't there when we graduated, Randy. This comes from Randy Walker. Otherwise, we were simply humiliated. Brett Gooding running for county commissioner in Emmett County. No one has taught the responsibilities that are attached to each one of our rights. Well, that's because they don't teach our history anymore. That's pure and simple. That's really simple. If you don't teach the foundation of our country, you don't teach Declaration of Independence. You don't teach the process they went through when they won the Revolutionary War, gained our freedom from Great Britain, and then said, okay, guys, now what do? We won. Nobody thought we would, but we did. So now we have the responsibility of setting up a rule book to run the federal government. We have to create a country, a nation. They came up with the Constitution, folks, that was the rule book on how Washington, the federal government, was supposed to operate. They couldn't agree on all the details when they ratified it, but they did. They didn't continue to argue for over 4 years. Ratifying the Constitution, September 17, 1787, It wasn't until December 15th of 1791 that they came up with the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. The Bill of Rights. We know what they are. But with those rights, like Brett Gooding says, comes responsibilities. Freedom of speech. Yes, we have freedom of speech. Everybody does. But just because you don't like what I'm saying doesn't mean you get to shoot me. Doesn't mean you get to run me over with an ATV. I'm going to respect your freedom of speech. I'll give you a perfect example. After I had my meeting with Ian Murphy, who's smoking our pork right now as we speak for Saturday's event, I went to the corner, City Barbershop, best barbershop in northern Michigan. Love the girls over there, Stephanie and all of them. Got me in, squeezed me in to do a haircut and a beard trim. Talking politics with them. Really? You don't like Kamala Harris? Oh, sweetie, don't get me started. Meanwhile, another elderly man came in with a Trump hat on, just like I was wearing. I looked at him, I said, I like your hat. He looked at my hat and he goes, yeah, I like yours too. But the young women at City Barbershop, I don't know if they're going to be voting for Trump. Young people buying into what the media is selling. I said, I'm sorry, but she cannot be president of the United States. We've got information coming. We're going to be researching it. We're going to ask Pastor Chatfield to look at it. What is that information? Well, it's very simple. Is Kamala Harris, even per the Constitution, capable of being president? Downstate Kim. What I learned in school, a president must be born of two U.S. citizen parents, if after the Revolutionary War. Here's the facts. Kamala Harris's parents, because they were not American citizens, technically classified her as an anchor baby. This means that she is ineligible to hold the office of President of the United States. It's written in our Constitution. Don't know if that's true. I sent this to Pastor Chatfield, asked him to research it and talk about it tomorrow, 10:30 to 11, in our history lesson. Maybe that's what causes her not to be the nominee at their convention in Chicago next month. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I'll use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
All up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Oh, once upon a midnight period, woke with something in my head.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Well, the Republican U.S. Senate candidates are not debating, and neither are the Democrats. This Friday, tomorrow, there was supposed to be a debate between U.S. Senate Democrats Hill Harper and U.S. Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin. Well, the TV station, WHPR, reporting it has been canceled, citing Harper's campaign attempting to renegotiate the terms of the debate just days prior to a live studio audience and a black woman on the moderator panel. What the heck? What does a black woman have to do with this? In a letter, two pages, dated July 22nd, the station got a letter complaining that numerous black women in politics express deep disappointment that WHPR isn't making the following changes. Secure an African-American woman journalist as a moderator. Broadcast the debate live with video. Let people attending ask questions. Open the debate up to the press and let news reporters and cameras in the studio cover this important part of the democratic process. Quote, unquote. The letter went on to say, a black woman deserves a seat at the table. Names that appeared in the letter: Alicia Bell, chair of the Wayne County Commission. Former state representative, black representative Brenda Lawrence. Highland Park mayor Glenda McDonald. Lathrop Village mayor Kelly Garrett. Harper Woods mayor Valerie Kindle. Ypsilanti Mayor Nicole Brown. Lavanya Perryman, President of the Metro Detroit Congress of Black Women and former State Representative Black from Detroit, Leslie Love. So basically, all women, majority of them black, demanding a black woman be the moderator. Well, they also went on to make additional demands regarding the questioning. Well, the station responded in a statement. WHBR-TV CEO R.J. Watkins said the station was never asked to include a black woman on the moderator panel, but had no problem with it. We absolutely agree to do it. However, requesting a live audience and taking questions from the audience was not part of our format that the candidates originally agreed to. Coming from an outside group, supporter of Hill Harper, one of the candidates running against probably favored Elisa Slotkin, the process was changed last minute. He went on to say, we thought we had an agreement. However, our efforts have been met with confusion, division, and hurtful disappointment. The fact that Mr. Harper's supporters unfairly attacked one of Detroit's only black-owned TV stations is disgusting and deeply offensive. Slotkin, on the other side, said, we are grateful to WHPR for the work to set the debate up. Slotkin said she agreed to it over a month ago and was prepping in full earnest. Now she will be engaged directly with the voters in Detroit and across the state. It is a sad day in America when special interest groups feel that they can put pressure and attack a black-owned TV station, making demands to change the format that was agreed upon by the candidates. Hill Harper is not mentioned as having a comment in this story any way, shape, or form. These were all people supporting him, but not part of his campaign. So now the debate's been canceled. I hope you guys are happy. The only opportunity your candidate would have had to be able to debate Elisa Slotkin, and you blew it. Because, quote, black women deserve a seat at the table, period. The station agreed to do it. The only part of it they would not allow is a live audience to be able to ask questions. You cannot allow a televised debate to get out of control. Live on TV, and you got people jumping up from the audience asking questions. Most of them end up being statements before they ever get to a question. You don't have that much time in a TV debate. Unbelievable. Well, so much for democracy on the Democrat side. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water, PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all guns.